Loa's friend Dakota was looking for Loa. He gestured for Loa to sit with him, but Loa seemed to not notice. Dakota saw he was heading to the last rubbish dump. He noticed that Loa was deep in thought. His face seemed concerned, like he had to do something he wasn't sure he should. Worried, even. He was confused by this, because this was the day he becomes a man. He should be proud and happy. Yet he seemed exactly the opposite. Dakota saw Loa was paddling off somewhere with the last rubbish dog and a few other tools, supposedly for a voyage to somewhere, without one crucial thing, another person. Without someone else watching over him, he could get pummeled right out of boat by a shark or a crocodile. Dakota knew he was in danger, and as a friend he must help him, like he wouldn't anyway. He ran as fast as his legs would take him, but he was too late. Loa was too far. Dakota tried to call, but his breath was depleted from running. Dakota rushed to get the tools to paddle after him, but he remembered he had taken the last rubbish dog. Trying to save him would be suicide. He could do nothing but watch as he paddled away.